now and save time later.
William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton doesn't wait 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA!
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
And welcome in. Glad to have you with us. Live from Clemson and the indoor practice facility. It is Out of Bounds on an overcast Tuesday, more of a November-ish, November-y. It's particularly November-y today on a Tuesday, November the 7th.
Just kind of looks like the holiday season out there.
I meant to bring this up yesterday. I just want to briefly go over this. Are you a V for Vendetta person?
No, that movie freaks me out.
You don't like it? You don't like how much?
I think I was forced to watch it once in school, nonetheless.
Probably on the 5th of November, probably.
Yeah, it was something in, you know, some English class or whatever. Similes and metaphors and all this nonsense. And
all this nonsense, similes and metaphors.
No, but I remember having to watch that, and it
says the
terrified
writer,
me.
Similes, metaphors, sentences, all this nonsense.
Yeah, you know, things representing things. It was, I do not like that movie.
You don't like it? So remember the 5th of November?
But it's the 7th of November.
I know that, but it was the 5th of November. So I was just curious if you watched it. I was disappointed I didn't watch it. Didn't have enough time. Didn't realize it till later. It was a Sunday. It was weird, like post-game day.
Was it, did you leave your laptop in Raleigh? Was that the thing?
Oh, boy. I do want to say we have a plethora of illicit laptops. We have two whole laptops here.
We have to tell this story because Ben told us that recording of Dabo's press conference, because it seemed like it was over and Tim Bray said any more questions. And then Matt Conley, the saint that he is, credit to Matt Conley, Matt at the State. He's in our You Pick 'em contest. He asked Dabo about the laptop. And Dabo was savage.
I believe it was. It was in the area. Like we say that flag, like they throw a flag and it was in the area of holding. It was in the area.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the area of Matt Conley. I believe it was Matt. It could have been
Dana
Hale who was also in the vicinity.
We will get confirmation for the listeners. But
the question was at a low volume, so you knew it wasn't me.
Can you? We have the transcript courtesy of David Hale who put it on Twitter. Could you read this for our listeners? This is how Dabo responded when the question was posed about the laptop on the sideline and about Doran insinuating that foul play was occurring and that there should be an investigation.
And the question was framed, just so the context makes sense, the question was framed as did you receive a phone call?
Right.
In response to what I'm referring to as, from now and heretofore forevermore, laptop towel door and gate 2017. That's how I will.
And I
that's
loved
how
Dabo weaved the towels into this discussion.
So the question basically is, did you receive a phone call regarding the comments that Dave Doran made, Dave Doran, champion of integrity, made about the laptop? And here's what Dabo said, quote, No, he did not call me, is the insinuation. I had no clue. That's the most dab I'm going to get on this.
Yeah, just do yourself.
I knew it wasn't anything to do with football, but I did investigate. I did. And this is when you knew that he had about this a lot. He leaned in, and he had a little grin on his face, like the Grinch. He had a little Grinch grin on his face. You know what I mean? And he said, I followed instructions to do some investigation. And he did this, like, this thing where he really was serious, like a guy playing piano with his hands. He did the, you know, the playing piano with your hands. I did some investigation. And it turns out there was just a major crisis going on. A young guy trying to help a team in need. And I think trying to be helpful in a situation, trying to get in touch with Amazon, we had a crisis. A dire need of towels, and everybody left. And then he says, we were trying to get one of them drones to come in and drop some towels on the sideline, and it just didn't work out, which, by the way, I said that they should, I tweeted after the game, that they should tell NC State that the towel was, or the laptop was to dry off with because they were out of towels. So it was roughly the same thing as what I said after the game, but it wasn't
right,
quite the same.
Keep going with what
anyway,
that was said.
And it just didn't work out is what he said. We wanted one of them drones come in and drop some towels on the sideline. It just didn't work out. But I want to launch an investigation too. And then he leans in. He's got this like scratching your head kind of look on his face, and he goes, what do they do with those towels? Is it a towel wall of fame? I think is what he said. And then he goes, but really, and then he kind of got serious for a second. It's disappointing because that was kind of a challenge to our integrity. We all were kind of laughing, and then he kind of perked up and got serious. He said it was kind of a challenge to our integrity. And then you watch the tape, and 2 years ago, we go up there, and one of the coaches pushes Deshaun Watson. That happened. This year, we got some guy take a swipe at Kayvon. What if he breaks a finger? I think the investigation needs to be watching his sideline and not worrying about ours. So, no, didn't get a call. Drop the mic, end of speech.
Savage.
Unbelievable.
That was amazing. And, I mean, because Dabo, he is generally very serious in his press conference. He will have times where he'll laugh with the media or, you know, say a joke or whatever. But rarely does he have kind of a rehearsed answer to a somewhat serious issue, because this had been, it was serious whenever you accuse someone of cheating, that's serious. And that was kind of his point, is they attacked our integrity for really no reason. And they need to kind of look in the mirror because of what they've done the past couple of years. So I thought the way he wrapped it up with a serious note on saying, I think the investigation needs to be watching NC State's sideline and not worrying about ours. I mean, that's a mic drop moment right there for Dabo.
But here's the thing, though. And you know, I wasn't even going to talk about Doran today. But now, Dabo, it's like Dabo played spades, and now spades is broken. Like, he opened a can of worms.
Yep.
He opened Pandora's box, and so we're going to talk about it.
Our fault.
In the Dave Doran universe, where Dave Doran is the only smart guy, and everybody else a bunch of morons, and the only way his team loses is if the officials blow calls and his players mess up the calls that he made. He's never made a bad call, offense, defense, or special teams. The players mess up the calls that he made, and the officials mess up his team's brilliant execution and play calling, and he's so much smarter than everybody else. In that universe, then there's no way that he's looking to his own sideline for issues, because he's, you know, his sideline is perfect. His sideline is the epitome of what a sideline should look like. His sideline is above reproach. It's Clemson's sideline, where they were obviously cheating to beat the great Dave Doran Esquire, who has 4 degrees in coaching acumen and is probably destined for the Hall of Fame. And in fact, the fact that he hasn't gotten to the Hall of Fame yet is a crime against humanity that should be investigated at the World Court in Geneva. I mean, it's unbelievable that Dave Doran, honestly, I totally understand this. It's unbelievable that he wouldn't look in the mirror and see issues with his own sideline, but it fits the narrative. I mean, I hope that every day, every passing day, that people are seeing more and more why I have loathed and detested this figurine, this fake coach for like 5 years. I hope every day it becomes more and more and more apparent to people why I think this guy, as a, I'm sure, you know, I kind of destroyed him out to like a husband and father. That was not fair. But as a coach and like an employer and a boss and stuff, this guy is about the worst that you can be and just a detestable person. And frankly, this comment from Dabo, this comment here, it kind of, do we say that Dabo recruits all the time? We say that he recruits all the time?
A head coach is always recruiting.
If I were to tell you that in the past that Dave Doran and his staff have said some pretty nefarious things, I would say mostly questionable and some blatantly untrue about not just Clemson but other coaches on the recruiting trail. Would you believe that if I told you that?
I would.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that Dave Doran is not anybody's favorite, okay? Dave Doran ain't getting Christmas cards, or he ain't getting voicemails from the old ball coach, okay? He's not in the club. Dave Doran is not in any way, shape, or form a respected or beloved or appreciated coach among the ACC coaches. I'm sure when Dabo Swinney defends his integrity that he's not just talking about the laptop. He is talking about 5 years on the recruiting trail, having to defend his program from outright lies and some slanderous accusations and things that are just frankly untrue. All of that because Dave Doran brings it up. That's sort of the impetus behind the comments here. That does not surprise you at all, does it? Based on what we've seen, based on what we've heard, based on the conversation here.
No, and I don't think it surprises any of the listeners. I think, you know, we were very explicit with talking about Doran yesterday, and obviously we know how you feel, and I think now we know how Dabo Swinney feels. You know, he didn't come out and say, look, I don't like Dave Doran, I don't like how he handles his program, I don't like how he's called out Clemson, but he pretty much said that.
He kind of did.
He pretty much said
that. He kind of did. He did it with a joke, and he did it with nuance, which is
a great way
great.
To handle it. He did it by, you know, with humor, but also the point wasn't lost. The point was obvious.
Absolutely. 654 roars the number, 654-7627. If you'd like to get in on the Northland Communication phone lines today, we got interviews coming. We expect two players in the master list today. I would imagine they're going to be stopping by the program. We didn't say like five words about other games yesterday. It was all NC State. It was all Doran all the time. And it was all Kelly Bryant and trying to prove to people that, yes, in fact, he can still play quarterback. But didn't do it very well against NC State. Dabo had some comments about that. It was almost like, Kelly, every question I wanted to ask today, Dabo kind of sort of answered, but didn't really. And I didn't want to double ask a question. And I feel like that would have happened. Like, I had a question about Florida State secondary and the challenge there, but Dabo kind of answered it when he talked about Kelly's accuracy and the fact that they were very confident in him this week. And he kind of answered it a little bit another time in the, you know, when he talked about Derwin James being a great player and all that stuff. I just felt like Dabo kind of answered all my questions. And it was a little bit of an odd press conference for me in that way.
What I thought was interesting is, you know how we get the narrative every single week. And, you know, I mean, this is how this program operates, but every week is the same. Every game is the biggest game of the year. A nameless, faceless opponent, et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean, he admitted that there's a little more added juice when you're playing Florida State. He kind of admitted that this game is a bigger game. And I think part of it, too, was he was trying to defend almost the integrity of this game because Florida State's 3-5, right?
Right.
Because there are a few people that asked him, you know, is this game still big because Florida State's not very good per their record? And so I think he was trying to make the point that it's still huge because it's Clemson, Florida State. But I think in some way he was kind of saying, look, this one's a little bigger. This one means a little more. And I think if you doubled down on it and asked him point blank, he would say no, they all mean the same. But you can't deny that Clemson, Florida State means a little more, I think, to both fan bases, maybe more to Clemson as of late. And the last eight Atlantic Division champions have won this game, meaning the last eight champions of this division have been either Clemson or Florida State, and they've had to win this game to become that champion. And the last six ACC champions are either Clemson or Florida State. So obviously this game is huge, and Clemson can win the division with this game, which, you know, that's another goal for the Tigers. But I think he was kind of admitting that Clemson, Florida State, to quote our dear friends in the Southeastern Conference, just means more.
It does mean more. You know what? It means the same for him. I think that was a message.
It means the same as it always does.
Nothing has
changed. Which means it means more.
I wrote that down three different times, and it kept coming back to that one unifying theme of the press conference. Nothing has changed for us. It has changed for Florida State because they're just trying to get a bowl game. they're just trying to do the bare minimum. For Clemson, nothing has changed. Win the game. You win the division. That's it.
I think what he was trying to convey is that they are treating this Florida State team like they are, 9-0. Because they're Florida State. And he also brought up how Clemson has lost in the recruiting rankings to Florida State pretty much every year that he's been here, to accentuate that they still have loads and loads of talent. I mean, because that's true. That's a fact. Clemson has yet to beat Florida State in a recruiting ranking under Dabo.
He said, I don't think we've won any recruiting battles against Florida State. Now, maybe not 1-on-1.
Well.
But the point, to make it sound like Florida State, basically, if they want a player and Clemson wants a player, Florida State's getting that player.
That's not
true. I think that's a little bit disingenuous. But the point is valid. I can't remember a time where it was Clemson, Florida State down to the end and Clemson got that player.
And FSU
just those two head-to-head.
Is always, in terms of when you get the national, you know, ratings on signing day, they're always top five.
Oh yeah,
or four, or three, or whatever.
I don't know if I'm gonna come with this on air or not, because it's a little bit scandy. I've got a theory about Florida State that is, it may not even, again, I'm still doing some research on this, but on the recruiting aspect, I've got a theory on the recruiting and development aspect of it that is just, you know, it's not even fair, and it's not even really criticism. It's just a statement of what's happening. And again, it may not even be for public consumption, but I'm just throwing out there that I am considering this for later in the week.
Interesting.
Yeah. I do what I can. Dorian O'Daniel coming, is he coming with us right now? Bingo. That's what I'm talking about. Dorian O'Daniel visiting with us. Where's our other headset? Oh, it's right there. There we go. There we go. Pleased to be joined now by Clemson's do-everything linebacker, Dorian O'Daniel. Is that an apt descriptor of you right now? Do-everything linebacker?
I guess you could say that. I definitely have some weaknesses that I could clean up and areas I could improve, but I like to think I could do a little bit of everything.
You want to share those with? I don't see them. I'm not seeing any there. Our listeners aren't seeing them.
It's just little things, just like technique, the game inside the game, leverage, eyes, stuff like that, stuff that you only see on the inside looking out.
That's good. Well, we need some help with that, Dorian, so thank you. Inc. Florida State, what do you think?
I think of a very talented, prideful, physical team that is consistent every year. And for me, I feel like, you know, on this half of the division, if Clemson's not winning the division, Florida State is. And in my opinion, I just think we are the best two teams on this half of the division. It's no indictment to any other team. You know, some years other teams will be in the mix, NC State or whoever it may be. But for the most part, I just feel like we're most of the two powerful teams.
So this year, you think Florida State's the second best team in the Atlantic Division?
Well, I can't say that because we haven't played them yet.
Okay, but just watching film, going to the game, you think that? Because you've played the rest of them.
Yeah, NC State was really good. NC State was, in my opinion, probably the best ACC team we've played this year.
Okay.
But on film, you know, Florida State, they lost a few games off last-minute plays. And it's hard to judge because whenever your starting quarterback goes down, it's going to be hard to rally regardless, you know. But, I mean, they managed. Obviously, I'm sure they had some games that they'd like to go the other way, but I won't be able to answer that until we play them, I guess.
Okay. Diplomatic answer.
That's right. I do like it. All right. I'm gonna get nerdy for a second because I noticed something in the game and I can't figure it out. All right. First half, NC State was doing a lot of 3-by-1 with the receivers and then motion into 2-by-2, and it was isolating you and Kendall and 1-on-1s, and they were basically just turning, throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. They did barely any of that in the second half. Did you guys adjust anything with your alignment or the way you responded to that that made that less effective for them?
First half, they definitely had us dialed up, I guess. They knew they had a game plan, a good game plan going in. They knew that, you know, we were going to have to adjust their motion and just quick throws. You know, you have to rally to the ball. You don't want to get beat on the slant or the deep ball, so you just have to play your coverage accordingly. And, you know, going into the second half, Coach Venables made some adjustments, and he kind of, I mean, he's a great coach, great defense coordinator, and he knows how offenses think. And coming out, he put us in some calls that he knew were going to benefit us in the way we play and the skill set of the guys on our defense, and I think it really helped.
You were isolated a lot of the time on Jalen Samuels. What was that one-on-one like throughout the game?
It was fun. There was a few times he definitely got me on a route. However, they didn't throw it to him, so I was thankful for that. You know, after the play, we'll just look at each other. He was like, "Yeah, I got you." I'm like, you know, then and there, I was like, I can't really say anything because he had me. But there was other times that you know, I guarded him. I had a PBU. I think I did help my own as far as covering him. He's a really good player, great competitor, and just be able to have the confidence to go out there and guard one of their best players one-on-one, it's a really good confidence booster going forward.
Dorian, I know you can speak best on the linebacker unit, but how does it affect the defense as a whole when you guys had so many injuries in the secondary, really just very few healthy depth back there with Carter and Mullen and then maybe Ray a bit? How does that affect the whole defensive game plan?
Yeah, it's definitely tough just because our lack of depth at corner at the moment, but it gives an opportunity for other guys to step in and help out. You know, obviously, I'm sure they'd like to get some experience prior to, you know, a big game like that. But at the end of the day, teams aren't going to sub their guys out just because we have to sub our guys in. That's not the way it works. And just guys being able to come in and compete at a high level and do the best they can do is all we can really ask for. You know, hopefully going forward, you know, Marcus Edmonds and Mark Fields and guys like that are coming along, getting healthy. So hopefully they'll be able to come in and help contribute.
Visiting with Dorian O'Daniel, I want to ask you a Florida State question, even though you hadn't played them. Certainly at least a little bit of exposure to them this season. When you look at points per game and things like that, looks like a pedestrian offense. You know, Dabo kept talking about the recruiting rankings and the type of talent that they have. What do you see when you watch Florida State through your eyes? What are you seeing?
I see the Florida State that I've always seen. Just because they don't have a quarterback doesn't mean they don't have playmakers all across the board. Sweeney said it best. They have one of the best recruiting rankings each year. And so it's not to say that they don't have good players. It's just things don't go their way. The best team doesn't always win sometimes. So just taking that into account and going forward, you have to prepare with the mindset that, hey, these guys are going to give you everything you got. They got, they're putting everything in this, into their season, because for them, this is whether or not they're bowl eligible. For a program like Florida State to not be bowl eligible, I feel like that has a, gives a chip for some of those players just because they have a lot of pride. And for us, this is the clinch of the division. I feel like we owe our fans that just because last year, you know, with the loss to Pitt, we weren't able to do that. We had to go on the road to Wake Forest. So there's a lot of stake for both teams, and I think going forward that's going to be in the back of the head on both teams.
You bring up a home game to clinch the division. This is your last ACC home game. Of course, you have the Citadel. What is that? What comes to mind when I say that to you? And how will that affect how you play on Saturday?
It's unreal. Just knowing that my time is pretty much up. You know, I'm thankful and fortunate for all the home games I've had here at Death Valley. But with that being said, I have one more. Well, two more actually, but one ACC. So just going forward, just really trying to embrace everything, the atmosphere, the fans, run down the hill. It's all the little things that I don't want to take for granted going forward.
All right, we spoke with Christian Wilkins last week about the swag surf from a couple weeks ago. And the one thing before we let you go that I need to know is why no linebackers dancing? Why was it just a D-line? Like, are you guys just more focused than them, or what is that?
Well, I mean, I would dance a little bit. Like, you know, the D-line always gets the love, so they zoomed in on them. I don't know if you can see on TV copy, but I'm kind of on the outskirts kind of doing it. You know? I didn't want to get too into it just because I saw they were having a moment, and that was their thing for the moment. I was like, all right, I'm going to just stay over of it here. I'm going to let them have their moment. But there was another instance in that game, which was really fun, earlier before that happened, whenever they played some music on the intercom and the whole defense was out there dancing before the drive. And that just really stood out to me because it was just genuinely a lot of fun. You can just look around and all your teammates are just out there dancing and having fun and playing well. You're not dancing on the field if you're not playing well. So that was a good feeling.
Good stuff. Dorian O'Daniel, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Best of luck this week coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be back for more live from Clemson in just a moment.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Athletes and active people wear out their joints as they age. For medically appropriate patients, the Surgery Center at Pelham offers a low-cost option for joint replacement to avoid a hospital stay and offers the capability to go home the same day.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our staff at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life.
Visit the Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
Advanced Maintenance keeps your medium and heavy-duty trucks on the road. Their on-site service technicians are equipped to service, repair, and maintain your fleet. They offer emergency roadside services, on-site DOT inspections with no minimum service requirements or contract. All services are done the same day or next. They even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
Hello, this is Dr. John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are very excited about the Clemson Tigers football season, and we wish them all the best against FSU. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on Creekside Cottage focusing on memory support, visit clemsondowns.com or call 654-1155. It'll be a great year for Clemson Downs and for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
Purple Haze in Anderson and Clemson has an assortment of really cool stuff to create a unique experience. Body jewelry, glassware, and party favors. Voted best piercing studio in the upstate, there's nothing like the Purple Haze experience. Decorate with accessories, incense, and posters. Purple Haze now features Queenly Slimes by Abby J. It's therapeutic and great for stress relief. Feel the experience. Purple Haze in Clemson, across from Publix and 3448 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Purple Haze.
The Reuben is back at Subway with hot corned beef. Love that beef. Melted Swiss, gotta have cheese and sauerkraut. Woo! Thousand Island so creamy, all them freshly baked, right? Oh my, it's all toasted and delicious. Mmm. So wrap it up. I'll take it. No, I don't need a receipt. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Oh, can I get chips and a drink?
The Reuben is back for limited time at Subway. So much Reuben.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit LightStream.com for important terms and conditions.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar. Ah!
All right, welcome back to the indoor practice facility in Clemson. 654 Roar on the Northern Communication phone lines if you'd like to get in on the program today. 654-7627, the number. Hey, Zero Res can clean your carpet, and they're not going to leave a bunch of chemicals. They're not going to leave any odors behind. It's unbelievable what they can do. No one cleans like Zero Res, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z, Greenville. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Interesting thoughts from Dorian O'Daniel. I got a little nerdy on him. Again, that was something I didn't figure out. Like, why did NC State stop using wide receiver motion like they did in the first half and the second half? But it seems like Clemson adjusted and maybe made that a little, you know, a little less advantageous for them. That's what I really wanted to know today. That was like my one. All the other questions are like peripheral. That was my main question today.
He spoke. I mean, he kind of emphasized the adjustments they made in the second half, and really how no one was freaking out at halftime. You know, and I think that was indicative of that third quarter, which was just incredible for the defense. When you hold NC State to 0 points after they scored 21 in the first half, you force four punts. Your offense gets it done. I mean, that third quarter was just really impressive, and you saw the adjustments just really come to fruition from halftime. And Dorian kind of spoke on that, how they have so much confidence in their defense that even when they allow 21 points and a half, they're going to come out and allow zero in a quarter.
Somebody said yesterday, I'm trying to remember who it was, somebody said that basically there was no panic whatsoever. Like, Venables was super calm.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter as well. Yes. And I don't
Ryan
doubt
Carter
it.
Carter or somebody. I can't remember who said it, but it was, I mean, that's a little bit surprising because we know he's a guy that'll go off, but he's just, you know, he's just not.
The one thing about Dorian O'Daniel, too, that I think he kind of has a unique perspective in comparison to a lot of the other guys on this team is that he's lost to Florida State, which a lot of guys on this team have not. This is the third year in a row that Clemson could beat Florida State. So if you're a freshman or a sophomore, you haven't lost to Florida State. And he's lost to Florida State twice. 2014, I believe he was a freshman or a redshirt freshman. Probably didn't play as much.
Yeah.
2013, he was a redshirt freshman. And, or he gets a redshirt sophomore. 2013 was a redshirt freshman. He experienced that beatdown in Death Valley by Jameis and crew. I mean, I think he just has a unique perspective that, you know, Kelly Bryant doesn't. He's never lost to Florida State. So he brings kind of a different approach there.
Zach Orr back in the Priority One Security Studios does tell us Cleveland Farrell, I think is what he said.
Said that Venables was really calm.
Yeah, the guy that made that comment. Let's. By the way, before we go to the Northern Communication phone lines, I want to say this from the Health There text line, 986-1566. The text line is open today. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare you. We're getting this Tony Stewart talk. Tony Stewart was one. It was down to Florida State and Clemson, and that's... That's very true. That's the only one that I can remember as well, and that's a good call by a number of texters who have gotten in during our first
segment.
Did
FSU not offer any of those Florida guys like Sammy or Dion?
They may have.
Ray?
A lot of those guys, the Tampa guys, were, you know, Florida, Miami. Like, they had a bunch of guys and picked Clemson. I think what Dabo was referring
to
was, yeah,
specifically
when you're down to just
Florida State Clemson.
Yeah.
Because we know... Dalvin Cook chose Florida State over Clemson.
And even then, he was committed to Clemson and then Miami and then Florida State. So it was a lot of...
As Dabo put it, quote, left Dabo at the altar.
He did.
End quote.
He did. And I mean, C.J. Spiller was Clemson, Florida State, Florida. So there were always a number of choices there. Let's go to the Northern Communication phone lines now before we hit our next break. Chris and T.R. joins us next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I'm doing great. I'm just going to make my comments real quick and let somebody else get in. I'm real proud of my Gamecocks this year. We got a chance at 8, at least, maybe 9. And I think that's a real great year for us. Something happened last week. Even though I'm a Gamecock fan, I never pulled for Clemson. And it has disturbed me greatly and saddened me greatly. I hate what happened to Deshaun Watson. I hate to see bad things happen to good people. As good as his talent is, I think his strength of leadership and character is even greater than that. I hated to see what happened to him. And I hope and pray that he recovers fully and comes back better than he was. And as far as Coach Sweeney goes, and that's the only thing that I would refer to him as, Coach Sweeney. If I was a young, up-and-coming coach, I could not pick a better role model in coaching anywhere at any level, probably in any sport, to model myself after, to if I wanted someday to be a head coach of my own, run my own program, to run a great program, a successful program, and run it the right way, he would be the one of the ones. I guess sad to say, one of the few ones in the country that you can actually say he does it the right way. And thank you for taking my call. Y'all do a great job. The radio station as a whole does a great job. I appreciate what y'all do, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you very much, Chris. We appreciate the call, and thanks for the kind words as well about Deshaun, from a Gamecock fan, about Deshaun, about Dabo, and some really fun comments, I say, from a Gamecock perspective on Dabo Sweeney and certainly the admiration of Deshaun.
He kind of echoed what Connor Shaw told us on Friday, right? When Connor Shaw said he rooted for Clemson in the national championship because he loves what Dabo stands for and loves how Dabo Sweeney, you know, carries himself. So I thought that was cool. Always good to hear that.
654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to get in on the Northern Communication phone lines. This hour is brought to you by Tiger Sports Shop. They will outfit you with your cold weather gear. Have you looked at the forecast?
It's not looking as cold as I think it was initially. Has it changed?
Yeah, the forecast is a little wonky. Like today, it's supposed to get into the 70s, but tomorrow was supposed to be in the 70s, but now it's 57.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, now the high for the game is 54 degrees.
Stop it, no.
54.
Last time I looked, it was like 64.
It dropped way down yesterday. So you're going to need some of that cold weather gear. The sun's going down an hour earlier, people. I'm just telling you. You're going to want to get that cold weather gear. Come prepared with parkas, gloves, extra parkas, parka asterisk, hooded parka. You're going to need
earmuffs.
That stuff. You're going to need it. In the 50s for a high,
hand
30s
warmers.
For a low. You're going to need that for pre-
toboggans.
And post-game tailgating for a 3:30 kick against Florida State on metal bleachers.
Ski masks.
That are also not going to be warm. And I do think it's going to be overcast, so like you won't even get the sun.
We haven't
the
seen
sun
the sun
there.
In 3 days.
You're doggone right. Go to Tiger Sports Shop. It feels like football. Like football weather's coming like 6 weeks late.
What do you consider football weather?
Feels good. Man, there's got to be a chill in the air. There's got to be a chill in the air. Just a little breeze or something. Maybe about 60 degrees. Just a little chill, little
that's
breeze.
That's what it
little
felt
chill,
like
little breeze.
In Raleigh.
Exactly.
That's what it felt like in Raleigh.
Coming.
There was a chill. I was cold.
Downtown Clemson or on Highway 123. Go see our friends at Tiger Sports Shops. Short break. We'll come back. More interviews and analysis. We got to talk about last week's pick'em where combined as a show, we won 7 times out of 20. That ain't good. We'll discuss that later
do
on.
We have to.
Stay with it. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Stay with us. More to come out of bounds live from Clemson in just a moment.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
If only closing on a new home was as easy as buying a cup of coffee. But it's not. It's complicated. Holiday Law Firm can help take the hassle out of buying a home. With a focus on real estate law, Hayes Holiday and his team strive for you to have the best possible closing experience. Offering a free consultation and working with your bank and realtor, they can help you with your next purchase, refi, or home equity line. No matter your budget, you'll get the same care with Holiday Law Firm. Experience the difference at holidaylawfirm.com. Go Tigers!
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Because Cat Bus is fare-free, and because gas prices are rising again, you save money. Because Cat Bus enables all of us to drive less, we're saving energy. And because Cat Bus enables us to collectively conserve natural resources and reduce CO2 emissions, we're helping save the planet. Download the Cat Bus app today and find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
I'm meeting my girlfriend's parents over winter break, and I'm freaking out. Should I wear a tie? Do I give them a hug?
You may be still working up the courage for the big meet the parents moment, but with Michelin tires, at least you'll have confidence on the drive over. And from November 15th to December 11th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with a purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
See your friends at Steve's Tire Service in Easley or call them at 859-1361. See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires December 11th, 2017. Void where prohibited.
I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. Today I wanted to talk to you about one of the most critical but least understood types of insurance. When I talk to people, I ask them, what is your greatest asset? A lot of times I hear, well, it's my house or it's my car. Actually, an employee's greatest asset is not their home or their car. It's themselves and their ability to earn an income. Did you know that 71% of Americans would find it very difficult to meet financial obligations if their paycheck was delayed for just 1 week? Fortunately, there is a solution, and it will help you attract and retain employees. That solution is disability insurance. I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. My company is the Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make insurance easier.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
You know, I'm not sure that this is what people need to be rescued from the malaise of an overcast
Zach,
Tuesday.
Turn that up, Zach.
That's your thing? You killing it? Kelly, I did something weird today.
Where on earth is this going?
I did something weird. I went on iTunes, and I still use iTunes because I'm a dinosaur. And I went on iTunes, and I bought a bunch of songs, and many of them are country songs. Now, the reason that I did that is because I realized I hadn't purchased any. People make fun of me because I purchased music. I just want to comply with the law. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Spotify is legal.
I know that.
And I use it.
I don't want to pay. I would rather pay for individual music and pay more than I would for a monthly subscription to premium. So, like, when I'm driving in the car, I don't want to deal with the ads and stuff.
Can you put your pinky down, please?
I just want to deal with it. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, what? Am I holding my hand weird? But yeah. So anyway, I just want to, like, I want to access these songs on demand for road trips and such. So I went and got some of that, and there's some great country songs out right now.
I've been jamming recently.
Rarely have I said that in all my days, but there are some great country songs out right now.
I agree. I concur.
ZBB, we had on Saturday the Tiger Tailgate Show, our illustrious producer Jason Moorhead, pulled out Homegrown. First song he played in the pre-show was Homegrown. He's like, I'm going all Zach Brown Band. And I was like, okay, fine, you don't have enough. He did all Zach Brown.
Underrated band in the scope of country music.
Is Zach Brown Band first?
In what?
In just whatever. Are they first?
I think I need to be more specific.
Are they first in country?
The first in country will always be George Strait.
Okay.
End of story, case closed, lock it up, done.
So that means they're last.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, if you ain't first, you're last.
That's right.
This hour is brought to you by First Team Sports.
You are correct.
654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627. That was a long way around to get to that one. Long way around. We got plenty to discuss today, including some interesting comments from Dabo Swinney. Again, the theme of the press conference, nothing has changed for us. He said it like three times. Nothing has changed for us with Florida State. I have thoughts on Florida State, and it sort of goes to a point that I heard Ben Milstead make on my drive over to campus this morning, where he basically was asking people, nay, daring people.
Ben was a little salty this morning.
I loved it too. He was daring people to come up with one reason why Florida State would come into Clemson and beat the Tigers. Like one reason. Not the they have good players. Because here's the thing. Florida State, they have good players in this game, okay? Is that a fair thing to say? You'd say that's true. They have good players.
Yes.
Did they have good players against Alabama?
Yes.
Did they have good players against NC State?
They did.
Did they have good players against Wake Forest?
They did.
Who they beat by a touchdown? Did they have good players against Miami? Did they have good players against Duke and Louisville and Boston College, where they scored 3 points at Boston College, or when they barely beat Syracuse by the skin of their teeth this week? Did they have good players in all those games?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
And honestly, the fact that you just brought up that BC game, I forgot
three
about it for a second.
Points.
And just thank you so much for bringing it up again. Thank you.
3 points. They barely beat Duke with a late touchdown. They barely beat Wake Forest with a late touchdown. They barely beat Syracuse with a late missed field goal. They literally, the only games they won, they're like, people say they're 19 plays away from being 6-2. Well, they're 3 plays away from being 0-8. That's what they are. They're 3 plays away from being 0-8. That's who Florida State is right now.
That's actually fascinating, Claude, because when you look at their wins, they have won their 3 games by an average of 17 divided by 3, like 6 points?
That's 5.7 points.
That's crazy, because you have a 7-point win over Wake, 7-point win over Duke, 3-point win over Q's. I mean, yes, a few more plays don't go their way, they could be 0-8. That's absurd.
Florida State's legit 3 plays away from being 0-8, winless on the year, like UTEP. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Are we going to get Ray McLeod on for a few minutes? Awesome. Good stuff. Ray McLeod, either he's 34 in your program. He's 21 in our hearts. Ray McLeod joins us right now. What's up, Ray? You doing all right?
How you doing?
Man, we're doing great. Are you staying with 21? What is the plan for the number?
That's up to Coach Swain.
do you feel an affinity for 21 like you do for 34? Like, is it? Do the numbers? Does that matter to you?
It definitely does. I mean, but I'm a number that will make me at the same time, and but 34 definitely is a family number that means a lot to me. My dad wore it, my brothers wore it, my grandfather wore it, so it's a generation thing, and that's the number I've always wore. I wore in baseball, I wore in basketball. I mean, it was just a number I always wore, and for me to switch to 21, it was just, I mean, for the team, it wasn't really like you switching your number. It was, I'm playing football, and that's why I said number don't make me. I'm going to still do the same thing. I let Kendall actually wear 34 on defense, and that's why I switched.
Yeah.
So, Ray, walk me through this, because we know in camp you practice some in the defensive secondary, but when did Dabo Swinney tell you you were going to play some cornerback against NC State, and what was your initial reaction when he told you that?
Actually, Coach Swinney didn't tell me. Coach V and
Venables.
Reed, they told me at Georgia Tech week, the bye week, that we were going to use you NC State game. In Georgia Tech week, I just practiced defense, and I didn't really do too much of like defense because Georgia Tech run triple option, but it was just learning the grasp of the concepts of defenses and what we run in this formation, that formation, and it's just, that's what it was that bye week. And this past week of NC State week, he just had me over there learning plays and going over plays, what they run, and motion here, you drop here, and it was just different stuff like that.
How was that in terms of a challenge for you? I mean, to complete, you've played wide receiver most of your life. Did you play some cornerback in high school?
I definitely played cornerback in high school.
Okay.
I started playing cornerback in 10th grade. And I, honestly, that probably was the best thing I did in high school, like to do for me. Like, cause it just took my recruiting level to another level and opened up my versatility and let other people see it. And even, for instance, Clemson offered me a DB. That was my first college offer, to be honest. And they offered me a corner the day after the camp. Coach Reed called me and Coach V. And so happened I played running back too. So it was like, then the next year I led the state in rushing. So it was kind of, oh, dang, he's that dude. And he has the it factor. So it was just, for me, choosing what my heart at, where my heart at, and it was obviously offense.
So that's what you mean when you say I'm a football player?
Yes, sir.
You can do every single thing?
I feel like I can do anything on the field at all times.
Visiting with Ray McLeod. A couple of questions I got about NC State. First of all, let's go to the last drive where you go in and they're driving to go tie the game. You're playing corner.
Yes, sir.
When they asked you to play cornerback, did you envision that you would be on the field in that circumstance, kind of 1-on-1, having to guard a guy where you're giving up 3-4 inches?
Yeah. I mean, because Coach Reed told me it's like 3rd and 8. I want you in. And I was like, this game is a minute left. I ain't going in the game. But at the time, I already knew they was going to go down, and I was like, it was possible for me to go in. So I stood right by him, and when he called my name, I was right there by his side to go in.
On a scale of 1 to 10, can you sort of describe how comfortable you felt going in?
I was comfortable. I was very comfortable. Just being from practice and just going against all these great receivers we have, going into the game, it's like I see this every day. And then I definitely got a little mad when he caught the first pass. I'm like, oh, nah. I said, I can't let this, like, come out here and just be an egg out here. And I just came out and competed. Really, that's what it was. That's my competitive level. That's anybody.
Ray, walk me through that punt return. What did you see initially when you caught the ball? When the ball was in the air, did you see something? Or did you just, I mean, break it and there really wasn't much thought to it?
When I caught it, I was honestly waiting for people to kind of spread out a little bit more because I had caught it a little early and it was some space ahead, like 10, 12, 15 yards, somewhere around there. And when I caught it, I settled for a second and to see if the middle was going to open. And then once I seen it open, I planted my foot, went, left field was open, and I ran to the sideline to get to the sideline, and they kind of was flowing pretty good. Mm-hmm. And so I just planted my left foot down again, and from there I just played ball and just made people miss and get around across fields and follow my teammates. Really.
I know you said you love playing, you know, DB, running back, wide receiver, whatever it is. Is there anything more exhilarating on the football field than housing a punt?
Definitely. And it just brings excitement to the team. Not from me. For me, it's just helping the team out and being a team player and being a spark for the offense. Because obviously the offense, we had two drives before then. Mm-hmm. We were making the plays. We had the proper plays. We just weren't making them. And it was just being that spark Coach Sweeney's always talking about. And the punt return brought that to the table, NC State game. And that's what Coach Sweeney been looking for from that team, that special team. And as a unit, we came together and just got it done.
One more. We got about 30 seconds left. Florida State. You know them. I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of those guys. Of course. What's it mean to you to be playing
it? It's big. We always I talk to them all the time. Auden Tate, Derwin, Francois Nooney. So I talked to a few players there. Jacquez Patrick, T-Tom. So it's a lot of players there that I'm familiar with, that I played against, that I play with. And so it's going to be a big game and a competitive game. And it's going to be good. It'll be fun.
Who's going to be the biggest talker on the field Saturday?
Shoot. It depends how they feel. I don't know. Some of them probably calm down.
Derwin.
Some of them probably.
Derwin.
I don't think so. Honestly, I'm going to say if I'm on defense, it's going to be 18, Auden Tate.
Okay.
If I'm on defense, I already know he is.
Okay. I'm going to be watching that matchup. Yeah. I'll be watching that 21-18 matchup. Thanks, Ray. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. God
bless. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Absolutely. Hour one is in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two, we're going to come back for more. Clemson's indoor practice facility. We'll have interviews and analysis live from Clemson in just a moment.